702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from around the world now. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start with an awful, awful story. We're used to these from the US, but a Russian school massacre now.
Yeah, it actually does feel a little bit American in a weird sort of way, because this is a lone gunman, a former student of a school, going back into the school, shooting people at will, it seems, and then shooting himself. Of course, Russia also famously had that awful school attack, didn't it, with the Chechen rebels and the bombs, and it was 60-something who were killed in that one. This occasion, we're a bit in the middle of nowhere, this city I'm sure that most people wouldn't necessarily have known, Ishevsk, in sort of central eastern Russia. A gunman walked in. He's killed at least 17 people. We know that that figure's gone up overnight, 11 of them children, and injured another 24, and then took his own life. So Russia does have fairly strict gun control. This is not a quite like America, where you can sort of walk into your convenience store and buy something. The two handguns used were illegal. But of course, that doesn't solve all sorts of questions and all sorts of problems and issues for the families of those affected and for the victims themselves. It's an awful thing. And Russia's instantly talked about a national period of mourning. I mean, we've been criticizing Russia like crazy for Ukraine, but what can you say about this? It's just one of those things, isn't it?
I mean, the idea of the school community, learners, children jumping out of windows, cowering underneath desks, knowing this guy is coming. It really, I can't imagine anything more frightening. All right, Adam, let's stick to protests in Iran. We've spoken about this before, and now it's spreading, right? The anger.
Yeah, spreading protests both in Iran and beyond. In Iran itself, it's something like 40 towns and cities now have seen protests, demonstrations, and it's all because of this woman, Mahsa Amini, arrested for supposedly, we think, not having her hijab head covering on properly. She had it, it's just it was thought to have been too loose. She ended up in police custody. She was allegedly tortured, but she certainly died in police custody. So the protests that have erupted, we now think, well, according to a Norwegian agency, 57 people may have been killed in demonstrations and then a crackdown by Iranian security forces. And those protests have also spread to Baghdad, Istanbul, Athens, Paris, Ottawa, here in the UK, in London and Manchester, where there have been some scuffles with police. A lot of people might support the anti-Islamic dress movement, if you like, freedom for people in the culture and the race of Islam. But five police officers rushed to hospital in London. It doesn't speak well of the movement. Or perhaps it just shows that passions are really inflamed when you have crowds chanting death to the Islamic Republic, who are proud Iranians. They just don't want this kind of Iran. It does tell you that emotions are very high.
It sounds like it. Talk to me. NASA's mission overnight to deflect a distant asteroid.
Yeah, smashing something into an asteroid to send it off path. We saw it in Deep Impact, didn't we, with Robert Duvall, a spaceship and some nuclear bombs. And we saw it in Armageddon with Bruce Willis and some oil drillers and some nuclear bombs. In this occasion, just a spaceship the size of a vending machine, that sort of size. They sent 7 million miles to go and intercept the Deimos asteroid orbiting a larger asteroid, and just to see if they could just give it a bump and send it off course. Well, they hit it, and the pictures absolutely prove it. I have to say, the pictures are, on the one hand, extraordinary. You're thinking, this is 7 million miles away. Wow. On the other hand, there's no big explosion. It's like, you know, Hollywood would absolutely have flames coming out of the thing. So a bit of space snooker, 7 million miles from Earth. They achieved it. They bumped into it. Whether or not they have actually changed the orbit of this little mini asteroid, we don't yet know. And incidentally, two really important things. No, the asteroid was not heading for Earth. And no, NASA scientists insist, however they bumped it, it would still not be heading for Earth. It was a lesson in futurology. Let's hope it worked, for all our sake.
Q and Steven Tyler, right? And Aerosmith, and there you go. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for today's World View.